December 12th, 2014, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Blessed Mother is here as Our Lady of Guadalupe. Then she becomes Mary, refuge of holy love. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, I come to you here today to celebrate my apparitions to Juan Diego centuries ago. At that time, I stepped into a pagan world, a world when the young were being sacrificed to pagan gods. Today, I come to you once again, also meeting with you in a pagan atmosphere, where the unborn are being sacrificed on the altar of free choice. The great difference today is knowledge precedes the free choice of killing the unborn. People have been given the technology with which to know they are taking God-given life. People have been given knowledge of God's commandments. My children have been given the grace to know and to love the one true God, and yet they reject Him. Dear children, I am here to change the attitude of the heart of the world. Place God and neighbor first instead of self. Dear children, my greatest sorrow is the numbers of souls that will slip to their perdition as my words to you go unheeded. This is much the same sorrow my son suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane, for he knew full well the numbers of souls that would not be saved despite his passion and death. So many are indifferent towards their own salvation. They do not hold themselves responsible before God, in thought, word, or deed. The false god of self has taken over the heart of the world. I come to you once again to help each one recognize the path of light, the path of truth. Holy love is the medicine the heart of the world needs to beat in rhythm with the will of God. Today, I come as your advocate before the throne of God, beseeching Him to pour the grace of truth into the world, which would convict hearts of all error and return souls to the path of light. Your decisions between good and evil chart the course of the future of the world. I come to you here today for the same reason I came at Guadalupe, the conversion of hearts to the truth. If I succeed in this effort, you will have peace and my grace will encompass the whole world. Wars and error will end. Leadership will be just and accomplish God's good. There will be no more jealousy or hatred. As it is not enough care to listen, and most look for reasons not to believe. Hearts have chosen sophistication over the simple truth. To those of my children who believe, I continue to encourage your prayers and sacrifices. God is listening. My son is watching. You are holding back the arm of justice. Today especially, I ask for your prayers against the great apostasy taking place in the church. People through pride pick and choose what they wish to believe and what best suits their lifestyle. Dear children, I come to embrace you in my motherly caress and bring you into my immaculate heart, away from all the evils of the world. Seek my heart by living in holy love. Today, I'm extending to you my blessing of holy love.